Gopijana balaba Jaigiri varadadi Jaigiri varadadi Jasodhanandana Jai Braja Jararanjana Jai Braja Jararanjana Jaya Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Kunja Vihari Jaya Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jai Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jai Radha, Shama Sundara, Shama Sundara, Shama Sundara. Jai Radha, Shama Sundara, Shama Sundara, Shama Sundara. Jai Radha, Vrindavana Chandra Radha, Vrindavana Chandra Radha, Vrindavana Chandra Radha. Jai Radha, Vrindavana Chandra Radha, Vrindavana Chandra Radha. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gora Hari Bo. Nitai Go Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Go Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gora Hari Bo. Nitai Go Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Go Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gora Hari Bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
గోల్ ప్రేమనంది హరి హరి బో జయ ఓం విష్ణు పార పరమంస్ పవి రాజకచార్య అస్తోత్తర సదసి సిమాట్ ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి విదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభు పాదకి అనంది కోడి భాషణ వృందకి శ్రీనామచర్షిల ఠాకూర్ హరిదాస్ కి ప్రేమంస కో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద షడ్వైద గదాధర శివసది గౌరవ భక్త వృందకి సిసి గౌణితాయికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధ వృందావన చంద్రకి సిసి జగన్నాథ్ బాలదేవి సుబ్బారెడ్డి మరానికి శీల ప్రభుపాదకి రాండ్రాజ్ శ్రీమ భాగవతానికి తాయి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది ఓల్ గ్లోరీస్ ద సింబల్ ది డివోటీస్ ఓల్ గ్లోరీస్ సింబల్ ది డివోటీస్ ఓల్ గ్లోరీస్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ
హరే కృష్ణ సర్ గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ టు హ్యావ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ విశ్వంబర్ ప్రభు హీ కేమ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ద డివోటీస్ ఎట్ ఇస్కాన్ ఇటలీ ఎట్ 1979 హీ జాయిన్ టెంపుల్ ఇన్ విల్లా వృందావన్ ఫ్లోరెన్స్ ఇటలీ అండ్ స్టార్టెడ్ ద బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ 1984 హీ మూవ్ టు లండన్ వైల్ continuing his book distribution services. 1985-89 he served as temple president in Leicester, UK. 1987 he received initiation by His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He was the first European disciple of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. 1990 he became sankirtan leader in manor for 7 years. Since 1997, he is chairman of book distribution committee in UK and London, distributing books four days in week for 4 hours, inspiring devotees by his own example and giving seminars on book distribution. He is the husband of Her Grace Jagannatheshwari Mataji, who is disciple of his Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and he only started monthly Sankirtan festival, and currently he is introducing this weekend warriors. So in Pune we are distributing once in a year for marathon, but gradually we are coming to monthly Sankirtan festival, and Prabhuji has keen desire to introduce this weekend warriors also. Yesterday he was telling me that we have more than 5,000 congregation devotees and each one at least distributing 10 small books per week, and 52 weeks in a year we can contribute very nicely. So yesterday I was talking to him for at least 2 hours. I don't know how 2 hours went. So he has very zeal for book distribution. It's mercy of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada that he is sending such great souls to our Radha Vrindavan Chandra temple. So today he is going to speak about book distribution, and he has chosen very nice words also. And let us welcome him to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra by loudly chanting one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last year he came to our temple and he spoke about book distribution, and this time because of that we got first rank in the world for marathon book distribution. So we request him to come every year and inspire us for book distribution. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I am honored to be here. You are a wonderful congregation. Very cultured. I really like this part of India. The culture of Maharashtra, very nice. Devotees, they have a very sweet service mood, very sincere. And I believe this is the very first temple that It's been built very quickly by the grace of your congregation. So you can see the power of many, what can do, what can be done. I start this project in England also by engaging the congregation in book distribution rather than just temple devotees. I start this motto, a little from a lot. If everybody does a little, then you can achieve a lot. That's Krishna consciousness. Sankirtan means not just one person, but means many. Many of you together, you could do wonderful things. That's Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya also, he didn't come on his own, even though he could deliver the whole world on his own, but he came to stress the importance of congregation. So he brought all his entourage with him, the Sankirtan party, all his associates, and they achieved wonderful things. So we just carrying on the legacy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thank you for having me here. And today we try to speak from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 8th canto, and it's the which chapter we have? Seven chapter, text 44. And this is the very famous verse. Prabhupada he really liked. He used to talk a lot on this specific subject. Lord Shiva saves the universe. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tapyante lokatapena sadavaha prayaso janaha paramaradanam tad di purusasya kilatmanaha tapyante lokatapena sadavaha prayaso janaha paramaradanam tadi purusasya kilatmanaha tapyante lokatapena sadavaha prayaso janaha paramaradanam tadi purusasya kilatmanaha. Tapyante, voluntarily suffer. Lokatapena, because of the suffering of the people in general. Sadavaha, saintly persons. Prayasa, almost always. Janaha, such persons. Parama aradanam, the topmost method of worship. Tat, that activity. He, indeed, purushasya, of the Supreme Person. Akila atmana, who is the supreme, who is the super soul of everyone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of the people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Please repeat after me. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Purport. Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are very quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 1868-69, Yaidam paramam guyam mabhagdeshva abhidashyanti Nachatasman manusyeshu kashin me priyakritamaha. One who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship. There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world, but the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Other welfare activities cannot be effective, for the laws of nature and the results of karma cannot be checked. It is by destiny or the laws of karma that one must suffer or enjoy. For instance, if one is given a court order, he must accept it, whether it brings suffering or profit. Similarly, everyone is under obligations to karma and its reactions. No one can change this. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido nalabhyate yat brahmatam upariyada. That's Bhagavatam 1.5.18. One should endeavor for that which is never obtained by wandering up and down the universe as a result of the reactions of karma. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activities. The Lord is automatically very pleased with him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham nitya biyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Again, as stated here, tapyante lokatapena sadava prayaso jana. The best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness, the Lord Himself also comes to mitigate the suffering of humanity. Yada yadai dharmasya glanirbhaviti bharata abhyutanam madharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma sastapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice or descendant of Bharat and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the impious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. All the Shastra conclude, therefore, that spreading the Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activity in the world because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general. The Lord very quickly recognizes such a service performed by a devotee. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Svapadandika Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, lame men can cross mountains. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak few words from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paskara Desatarine. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha vaditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of the people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. So you can see this verse, it's very significant. Why I chose this verse? Because it says here, almost always, not absolutely always, you won't find great souls that are always willing to accept suffering on their shoulder for the sake of us, of you, and all those who are conditioned, suffering, jana burida. So the Lord Chaitanya addresses such a devotee who accepts suffering on his shoulder, para dukkha dukkhi, like Lord Shiva here. That person deserves the title of jada burida. Anybody knows what that means? That's the one. What is it? Most magnanimous, magnificent. Now, if you look in the Latin, I am Italian, so can you understand my accent? Is that okay? Sorry, I don't have Polish, English accent, but I get by. If you analyze this word, magnificent, in Latin means magnitude, big, great, big heart, broad-minded, great person, magnifico, magnificent, magnifico, Latin word. That means that like Lord Chaitanya, he was most magnificent, is the catalyst principle behind who empowers all the merciful people, all the kind people. Anyone who has a little compassion in their heart, that compassion is actually from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So, whatever good quality we have, it is descending by the mercy of the Lord. And anybody could be a recipient of that compassion, that quality. You don't have to wear a dhoti and tilak, or shaved head, or a saffron clothes to actually be the bona fide recipient of the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a state of consciousness. You make your consciousness fertile, just like when you cultivate the ground with water. There's a lot of endeavor, a lot of work goes in it, sweat. But then, once the ground is fertile, can absorb the water from the rain very nicely. Isn't it? Sometimes, you know, when the ground is very hard, the water becomes a puddle on the surface of the ground. It doesn't go inside because the ground is hard. So the state of consciousness is very important state. And we cultivate that state to soften the consciousness with the process of Harinam, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. That is the reason why we chant on Japa Mala every day. Not just to do seva, to serve Krishna. That is the ABC of spiritual life. Not to become a pujari, not to become a temple president or a GBC or a guru. But the chanting brings us deep through all these designations towards a specific goal. And that goal is to give Krishna consciousness to others. To develop, actually the goal, first it's Namaruchi. Once you get absorbed in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you make the consciousness fertile. That's when the mercy of the Lord comes in the form of a rain, compassion. Then you become like Lord Shiva, Paradukaduki. And then you develop that mercy. Then your consciousness grows. By the cultivating process, grows the mercy, the compassion. And then what do you do with it? You keep it for yourself? Yes? No? Yes? No. What do you do with it? Yes, you distribute. So, Namaruchi, Lord Chaitanya gave us the motto, the process of cultivating this compassion and mercy. And then Vaishnava Seva, when we start to serve the Vaishnav, that's the next symptom of spiritual advancement. When someone is eager to serve somebody else, to serve another devotee of Krishna. But Vaishnava Seva, actually in the original state of consciousness, we are all Vaishnavs. Even the people outside there, in illusion, they are devotee of Krishna. That's why Krishna in the Gita says, one who preaches this message to my devotees, he doesn't say it to the materialist people. Everyone belongs to Krishna. Everyone is a property of Krishna. Everyone is a devotee of Krishna. We shouldn't think that we are the only one devotees. So then you start to serve Vaishnavs, serve the guest. And then what comes after Vaishnava Seva? Jivadoya. You see, Jivadoya is the essence of this verse. That you take even up to the point of taking suffering on your head, on your shoulder, for the sake of other people. To give them the real thing, the mercy of Krishna. Jivadoya means you distribute the mood of Radha and Krishna, the compassion and the mercy that you have in your heart, you give it to other people. Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam. Lord Chaitanya, when he was moved by this verse, by King Patraparutra, it's very interesting. I was meditating during the last marathon. When King Patraparutra, if you reflect on this, you will see there is something very interesting there. When he came disguised as a servant to find the Lord, and Swarup Damodar told him, you know, just recite something from the Bhagavatam to get the favorable attention of the Lord. Because formerly the Lord was not favorable. He didn't want to see the king. Because the king represents, you know, the topmost enjoyer, materialistic man. So Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi. He said, I don't mingle with women, I don't mingle with materialist people. What do you speak of a king? You see, that's a true sadhu. He doesn't compromise. But King Patraparutra was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, after the lunch, he took rest and he was in a deep sleep. And Patraparudra came and he started to recite the Gopi Gita. Now, if you analyze the Gopi Gita, it's actually all about the Madhurya Ras, pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Now, what has it got to do with this verse, pastimes of Radha and Krishna? However, there is one verse there, Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam. So when Patraparutra was reciting those verses of exchange of love between Radha and Krishna, that is supposed to be the topmost, isn't it? Hands up, anyone who agrees with me, is the topmost, isn't it or not? Yes? Don't be afraid, don't worry, is it? Even if you make a mistake, you are right. The Madhurya Ras, the loving affair between Radha and Krishna, they are the topmost activities. They are. They are not to be belittled in any way. But when Patraparudra was reciting the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the Lord was still asleep until he came to a specific verse. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. Does anybody know what that means? I think you should, when I finish the class, you should be able to walk out of this room with something in your pocket. Because that's what it means attending class. That you take something with you and you will remember. Like I took this thing to heart from somebody else. And it helps me a lot. Now, what does mean Tava katamritam tapta jivanam? Anybody, any volunteer? Brahmachari will know because they know the pastimes of Patraparutra and Lord Chaitanya. Yes? Can I take this? Okay, take the.
Your pastimes are like nectar shower on our burning life, or scorching land of our burning life, actually. The whole meaning? Tapta jivanam.
Tapta jivanam, what does it mean?
So our life is like in the pangs of material existence, we are burning. And Kavi Viriditam Kalmashapam, it is spoken by great poets. Kalmashapam, it can free us from all the misgivings of our existence. Kalmashapam, Kavi Viriditam Kalmashapam, Srimadatatam, Shavana Mangalam, it is all auspicious to hear. And Srimadatatam, it is empowered by Srimati Radharani. And Bhuvi Grinantiye, Bhuri Dajana. Those who are the broad-minded, magnanimous souls, they distribute it all over the world.
Beautiful. Now, to make easy for everyone to understand, is that Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. Anyone, Tavakatamritam means anyone who distribute the nectarian words of Lord Krishna, depicting his pastime in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, to the tapta jivanam, to the suffering souls of this world. That person, it's a Burida, magnificent. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, immediately woke up in ecstasy and he started to feel the... Now, that verse, what has it got to do with the Madhurya Ras? It's got nothing to do with Radha and Krishna, isn't that? You agree with me? Is it got anything to do with the Radha and Krishna? Don't be afraid, you know, to... In one sense, it doesn't, but it has also. I give you an example. There are so many Grihastha here. You got married because husband and wife, they love each other. It's correct. There must be some bond and love between husband and wife. Correct? Yes or no? Otherwise, why you are together? But then, that is the highest peak of the relationship. But when there are children, when children they come, they are the fruit of that love. Now, imagine you have 2-3 children and one of them stays home and the other two, they disappear. They get lost. Now, the love of the husband and wife, yes, is still there. Is it complete or not complete? Is it complete or not? But there is something missing, isn't it? In the happiness, in the relationship. That is the children. See, the love between Radha and Krishna is completely pure. But still, there is something missing. When love is decorated by the crown jewel of compassion, when they think, wait a minute, our children, they are missing. It's nice, you know, for all the residents of the spiritual world to have a good time. There is no preaching there, by the way. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, you're welcome to do that. But if you like to preach, I think you have to stay here. So, Lord Chaitanya himself, he's actually the realization of this compassion between Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna, they felt something was missing. It's nice for us to enjoy with all the liberated souls, but there are so many of our children missing because we've been created by God. He loves us. So what does he do? This intense love between Radha and Krishna, and it becomes Mahaprabhu, which is the embodiment of compassion, and Lord Nityananda. They come down to retrieve all the missing children, the prodigal sons and daughters, and bring them back home, back to Godhead. So you see, Madhurya Ras is a beautiful feeling between Radha and Krishna. But if there is no compassion, it's not complete. It's perfect, but it's not the most perfect. When you find, you know, a beautiful man and he's very loving with his family and he's very wealthy, he's got opulence. But if there is something more that he has, then he's even more beautiful, isn't it? If he has a compassion for the suffering souls, for other people, not just that he takes care of his family. And even if he believes in God, there are so many pious people, you know, they lead their life in their little circle, family and maybe a few friends. They go to the church or they go to the temple. I believe in God, so I'm not doing anything wrong. even if they don't commit any sins, that's fine. God very much likes those type of devotees. You are entitled to work hard for your own freedom and for the freedom of your family. However, when you go beyond this little circle and you stretch out yourself, and when you stretch out yourself, then you go through a lot of suffering. That means, first of all, your family will suffer. Because you have to sacrifice your time with your wife and your kids for the sake of other lost souls. That's the very first step. And then once you go out and preach, there is the adhyatmika, adhidevika, adhibodhika. The mind will tell you, okay, go back. It's not for you. Don't worry. Just be a pujari. Serve prasad. Do something else. The mind, you know, is like that. There are so many service that you can engage. What is this thing? You know, just then there is the weather. There is the unfavorable people. A lot of people, they like you, but some of them, you know, maybe demoniac, godless people, they will give you a hard time. So that's considered to be like the poison that Lord Shiva was drinking. So the poison that we have to face is the getting out of the comfort area and preach. This is the essence of this verse, preaching, giving Krishna consciousness to other people. I will feel like an hypocrite, you know, sitting on this Vyasasan, preaching to the devotees who are already lovers of Krishna. And then I go home and relax and sleep, and that's it. Then I go on to another temple, another Vyasasan. What is that type of life? A devotee is meant to practice what he preach. So therefore, one should also go out and try to do his bit. Make a commitment to Krishna. Let me do little something beyond my little service that I do for the temple. You know, try to make yourself a quota. Let me give out one book a year, 10 books a year. Preach to someone. Tell someone something about Krishna. Otherwise, you remain a Sunday feast devotee. Which is nice. Something is better than nothing, isn't it? Krishna is not a Taliban, you know, that either you preach or you die. It's not like that. Even if you don't preach, he still loves you. He likes you. Save yourself, at least. Prabhupada, there was no need for him to come to the West. He was in Vrindavan, was already self-realized, so. You see, this is actually what Prabhupada did is not different from Lord Shiva and from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada, we all agree that he had a very deep love for Radha and Krishna. Yes? Do we agree? No doubt. Now, he could have stayed in Vrindavan. He was giving a little lecture in the Radha Damodar temple. Studying, translating, you know, studying the Bhagavatam. But he understood there was something more. Beyond loving Radha and Krishna, it's nice to also love your brother and sister. Because he knows the desire, the heart of Krishna is that, wait a minute, God as a creator, not just me, but all these people. So we are all brother and sister, so we have to help each other. So Prabhupada, he added on something, little spice into his consciousness, into his love for Krishna. And that spice was compassion. When you put spice in the food, it comes out very nice, isn't it? If you know how to cook. So compassion is the crown jewel of all the preachers. If you're a preacher, then you can actually do a lot. You can make devotees, you can make build temples. It's actually because of your preaching that this temple became manifest. Believe it or not. I mean, I'm an outsider. I'm an observer. I come. I'm always observing, you know, the vicissitudes of ISKCON, the changing of things, new building, new temple, new devotees. It's a movement, moves forward. But what makes things happening? It's actually the consciousness of the devotees. Preaching is what book distribution that you have here, preaching to the congregation, taking care of the devotees. This is actually the secret activity that brings manpower, money power, building power. The Catholic Church, the empire of the Catholic Church was built on one book, the Bible. Isn't it? So you could see Prabhupada, he didn't have anything when he came. Besides his compassion, he had just few books. No money. Now, sannyasi, they travel around with servants. And Prabhupada, he had nothing. Perfect example. And he built the empire of ISKCON. That's why he defined these books as the basis. Without this foundation, not everything will collapse. It's doomed to disappear. If you dissolve everything in ISKCON, all the temple, demolish all the temples, disintegrate the congregation, burn up all the money that we have, all the manpower, everybody should go away, disintegrate, and just destroy everything and leave one book, Bhagavad Gita. Mark my words, again, the empire of ISKCON will build up. But if you destroy these books, and then you have everything else, manpower, money, gurus, temples, everything, reputation, and then you lose the books, everything will collapse. Do you agree with me? That's why the Srila Prabhupada stressed, I don't want to be a fanatic, he stressed very much book distribution. It is very important activity and should be kept alive. It is the heart of Srila Prabhupada, the consciousness of Prabhupada. Now, for me to be a fanatic and say everybody should distribute, that's the nature of the fanatical Sankirtan devotee. The whole world should go out on book distribution. Everyone should distribute books. No, that's not a fact. Sankirtan movement means that you help out. You can sponsor books. You can cook for devotees. You can. There are so many ways that we can. Even this temple was built not just to impress people, or not just to hold the worship of Radha and Krishna. And then what? What is next? Intelligent person, he always thinks, what is next? Okay, we are all here enjoying the atmosphere of the temple. We preach to each other. But then what? What is next? I see everything culminates by going out and retrieve, you know, all the suffering people and bring them to the temple. Temple is like embassy. We just stamp here passports for people to go back home, back to Godhead. It is a preaching movement. Otherwise we become stagnated. And marathon, it's not just the month of December. Try to keep a little bit, at least a little bit of Sankirtan alive. A little bit of preaching alive during the year. It's good to chant Hare Krishna. It's good to serve the devotees. But then there is always what's next. That's why Lord Krishna says it's good to develop a love for Radha and Krishna. Okay, I go back home, back to Godhead, and I serve Radha. But then, what's next? It is something I consider myself selfish if I do that. Because Prabhupada could have done that, but he preferred to go to the West and into the danger. I'm swimming in the poison of this world to deliver us. So as an act of gratitude, at least we can understand, you know, the principles of this movement, which is preaching. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, one who preach, he has a life. Doesn't matter the way you look like, if you are old or young, doesn't matter if you have money, no money, or if you have faith, no faith. If you want to do something for the Lord, it's nice. Krishna becomes very, very happy. He's very happy for very small things that we do for him. Even if you smile at another devotee who is a little bit down, Krishna, you know, it's everything is to uplift. Krishna becomes very happy when we serve each other, but he becomes the most happy when you wake up somebody who is lost in this world and you connect that person to Krishna. See, this is the nature of the soul, is to give Krishna consciousness, give mercy. When we give, we are happy. When we take, we are miserable. The taking is like Atyahara. It takes you to the stage of Atyahara. Like, you know, all these wealthy people, how do they become wealth? Because they become encaged into the illusion, into this Atyahara. That's how they become wealthy, by greed. If you have no greed, you'd never become wealthy. You can become wealthy by being born, you know, in a wealthy family. But most of the entrepreneurs, they have to have this lolium, greed, to become wealthy. So we take every day oxygen. We wake up in the morning, we take the sunlight to see. Without light, we can't see. We take food that is not being grown by us. We think, oh, I work, I make some money, I've got the right to eat all this food. Actually, that's not a fact. We're depending on the mercy of the demigods to bring rain, and on the mercy of the so-called sudras. They work in the field and they produce, you know, the rice for you, the vegetables, the fruits. We take everything for granted. We breathe in the morning. The lungs there is hankering for oxygen. If you don't breathe, you die. So the Lord is supplying oxygen. The heat. Can you imagine if it was very cold, you know, we would be frozen to death. If it was very hot, we would be burning to death. So everything is supplied for us. Krishna, he gives so much to everybody. It doesn't matter if a person is atheistic, a devotee, a Brahman, or Kshatriya, whatever he is. Krishna is supplying equally to everybody because he loves everyone. So what is Krishna consciousness? Is when you become grateful for everything that the Lord is giving you. That is the very first step. Now, after 30 years, I had a great 35 years I've been, since 1980, how many years I've been in Krishna consciousness? 40 years almost. But I still feel that I'm on the gym bicycle, you know, run, but it don't go anywhere. I had a great realization some time back, recently, I was giving class at the manor, and I said, would you like to hear my realization? And everybody put their hands up. It was a temple room full of, yes, we want to hear it. We want. They thought it was a great realization, you know, philosophical understanding or some bhava or some. Would you like to hear it? My realization was that I woke up that morning and I shared it with all the devotees. I realized how fallen I am. That is my realization. When you realize how fallen we are, how ungrateful we are. So since that morning I've been thanking the Lord verbally in English, not even, because the Sarira Vidya Jaya could be quite mechanical. Sometimes we chant it where we don't know the meaning. So in the morning, you know, I put my hand with my wife, my children, please, my Lord, thank you, accept my prayer, thank you for the food on the table, the roof over my head, for some air in my lungs, some good health, thank you for everything you have given me for all my life. I'm very grateful. And then on top of it, to express my gratitude, I go out on book distribution. And I feel happy to do that because, can you imagine, you know, many of you are a daddy, are a father. If you see your son, you know, thanking you every day for all the food, clothes that you supply to your son, every day, not just once on Valentine's Day or Father's Day or Mother's Day. And only that, dear Father, you know, I won't reciprocate. I don't want to just say thank you. I won't help you in your business for free of charge. That's our business, preaching. And then whatever you'll see, the Lord, it will flood you with so much opulence, so much. He will take care of your family, of your children, take care of your pocket. Money will come. Preaching brings everything. It's all matters of faith. If you have a faith, you will go a long way. Thank you very much. We leave 3 minutes for any questions. Am I late? What time I was supposed to? It's okay, yeah? There is any questions, any comment? Additions? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class and to bring back the focus on preaching. As Prabhupada also always says, that preaching is the essence for our movement. So really, thank you from heart for that. During the class, you made a statement that when somebody takes inconveniences and stretches and goes out of comfort zone, typically family is the first one to suffer, you know, because it comes at the cost of some family time. Of course, we have heard a lot about balancing. It's a very standard topic, you know, but my question is a little different. How do we know that our urge to stretch for preaching is in the spirit of this class, or is it a desire to run away from responsibilities?
That's it. That's very, very good question. It's a very fine line. Very, very fine line. You should never divorce yourself from your responsibilities, from your duty. You have to become an elastic band. You know what is elastic band? You stretch, but you have to go back. You should never go. There is this principle of Gauna Bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he elaborate on the Gauna Bhakti. Does anybody is familiar with this term, Gauna Bhakti? Gauna Bhakti means a charity begins at home, means service to the family. Your wife, your children, they're devotee of Krishna. They've been entrusted to you that you take care of them. Brahmachari, you know, they take care of themselves, they take care of preaching, that's fine. But To become a grihastha means a leap of faith. It means you have to work as twice. Some people, they have a wrong concept. It means license for sense gratification, relax. But actually it means, there is a say, you have to work hard. Otherwise, stay brahmachari. If you don't like to preach, at least make your family devotee. But if you like to preach and you on the spirit of this class, then you can make yourself like a strong elastic band. You can stretch yourself, but then always go back to serve your family also. What is it? It's better to... If you run away from responsibility, there's a say in Italian, it's better to be... hard working donkey householder than a playboy brahmachari. In other words, you know, if you enter a grihastha ashram and then you still behave yourself as a brahmachari, you're just like a playboy. Then might as well, you know, just go back in the ashram. But if you as a grihastha, and same for brahmacharis, you know, if they are serious, they should follow the vow as a brahmachari and a full-time preaching. They should be in a full-time preaching. That is an elastic band, should stretch out even more. Like you have, you know, Sankirtan leader here, Sarva Lakshmi Prabhu, and there's a few, the congregation, they're stretching themselves. You see, it's all about stretching yourself. Prabhupada stretched himself from Vrindavan to the west. He had a very long elastic band. Of course, he never went back because he didn't have any family left. But he created his own family. Once you become a preacher, you build up your own family. I can say with a hand on my heart, I have a lot of... over the years, I met a lot of... They love me because there are devotees now, they're married... And it's because I stretched myself, you know, to, in the past, I gave some time, you know. So for me, they're like family. When you become a preacher, you become a great father, a great brother. And the ladies also, they become great mothers. Because you are increasing your family. Is that okay? This quote passed. Anything else? So you all agree what I said? Yes? No? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.